See that kid? The one dreaming of serving his country? That jarhead is me.
Jarhead is the nickname used by generations of U.S. Marines, and Anthony Swofford chose it as the title of his memoir, A Marine's Chronicle of the Gulf War and Other Battles, a bestseller published in 2003.
You will repeat after me. This is my rifle.
This is my rifle.
There were many like it, but this one is mine.
Like the book, the film traces Swofford's experiences as a 20-year-old Marine recruit trained as a sniper sharpshooter.
The grunt dies for 15,000 poorly placed rounds. The sniper dies for that one perfect shot.
Hit. Fire. Fire. Fire.
I was hooked.
Jake Gyllenhaal stars as the young warrior who is sent to Saudi Arabia as part of Operation Desert Shield, marks time there for months, and then finally gets the conflict he wants so badly. But Gyllenhaal says the reality turns out to be quite different from what Swofford and his fellow Marines expected.
There's a reality to it, and we all know that reality now. I think the movie shows realities that we've been told about, you know, so I think we all know about prisoners of war, and we all know about the oil fires, but we never had really seen them or had an emotional connection to characters involved in them. And maybe this will, like, give some sort of different connection.
It's not a conventional war movie. I would say it's a psychological portrait in many ways, you know, and less of a, you know, of an action movie.
Director Sam Mendes says he felt he had to earn the right to tell the story of these American soldiers. But he also believes coming from another culture helped him be more objective than an American filmmaker might have been.
There are certain things that you take from it about the people that are involved and about the kind of person that's drawn to be a Marine and the sense of individuality with each person within the group that are a constant, whether it's this war, the Gulf War, Vietnam, or any other war in the last 100 years. But I do think that these guys, you know, you say, well, it's an American, but, you know, this platoon is made up of two Hispanics, a Hungarian, and their platoon leader is an African-American, and it's a real melting pot. So I never thought of it as a specifically American tale. I think that the fact that we're at war at the moment and that, you know, the U.S. is at war at the moment and it's the same part of the world obviously makes it a little bit more relevant in that area, but I don't think it's going to speak any less to Europeans.
The film was made without Pentagon cooperation. According to the producers, among official complaints about the script was the amount of profanity used by the Marines. So Mendes enlisted an advisor's corps of retired military men who served in the Gulf War, along with author Swofford, to ensure accuracy. But by showing the gritty reality of the battlefield, does Jarhead make an anti-war statement? Mendes bristles at the suggestion that the film is designed to send a message.
I think we're in a culture now that forces you to define things in black and white. You know, are you pro the war or against the war? And it's like, well, it's not as simple as that. Well, it should be. Are you a pro or against? Well, is there a message? Does this movie have a message? Well, no, it doesn't have a message. Is it a discussion of the problems? Yes. Does it engender debate? Yes. Does it increase understanding? I hope so. And those are the important things. But to try and force one into saying, well, the comment of this movie is X or Y, I think that's reductive, and I think it's always going to be a failure on the part of the filmmaker, either to promise that or to try and deliver it.
Jake Gyllenhaal says he and his fellow cast members came to the film with a variety of political views, but came away united in their respect for the real-life military men on whom their characters are based.
I think the message is more about the men who fight in these wars are separate from the administration that makes those choices. And I think that became really clear to me while I was doing it. I have such a kind of overwhelming admiration for what they do. Like, when someone says to me, oh, you know, you're in that Army movie, right? I'm like, it's a Marine movie. Like, get it right. And it's really important to me that the distinction is made. It's really important to me, and it was never like that before.
I love this job. I thank God for every day that He gives me in the Corps.
Jarhead co-stars Oscar winner Jamie Foxx as Sykes, Swofford's platoon sergeant. Peter Sarsgaard is his fellow Marine and mentor Troy, and Chris Cooper plays the gung-ho Colonel Kaczynski. The script is adapted from the Anthony Swofford book by screenwriter William Broyles. Ellen Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.